It's an unusually warm Sunday evening in February at the Second Presbyterian Church in Lexington. That's where the Lexington Chamber Chorale is performing to an audience of more than 200 people. Dr. Gary Anderson is the chamber's conductor. He says the chorale concentrates on a cappella music, and their concerts are almost always theme-based.
Which is why we're doing restorative and therapeutic power music as a theme for this particular concert. So we have a theme, then I choose music to fit the theme.
After COVID, the 80-year-old Anderson says, it just made sense for the chorale's themes to combine mental and physical health with music. He says that's why the 2022-2023 season is called Improving Our Health Through Music. In this evening's concert, called The Restorative and Therapeutic Power of Music, there are four categories, including music and the heart, music and memories, music connects us, and music is the laughter of the soul.
We really believe this issue of music is therapeutic and helpful. We believe it, and now we're trying to do music that emphasizes that, talks about that, sings about that.
As the concert comes to an end, some audience members are filing down to the undercroft of the church, where Baptist health professionals like Stephanie Turner are welcoming people and providing medical information about issues like cancer and heart disease.
Welcome.
Thanks for being here. You've got a lot of stuff out here.
Turner is the practice manager of Baptist Health Lexington's Heart and Valve Center. She tells concertgoers how they can be heart healthy.
How to also do heart health assessments to see if someone is at moderate or high risk for heart disease. How to take blood pressures at home if they have a machine to do that at home, and how to do that properly. As well, we're teaching hands-only CPR.
The hand is up here in the center. And then you're doing it
Turner
right.
Turner says she wasn't surprised to be invited to perform health assessments at a concert where the focus is the restorative and therapeutic power of music.
Because I do believe in music as a healing force with patients.
Lexington resident Andrew Moore is a former member of the chorale, and his wife currently performs. Moore thinks the concert and the health information after are a good combination.
I think the fact that the music ties in with the theme and helps raise awareness that music can be a very important part of our overall health and how we interact with each other in a musical setting is definitely beneficial.
Enjoying a few snacks at the reception after the concert, Christine Nee says she's lived in Lexington for 21 years. Nee says she keeps coming back to see the chorale because it feels spiritual, and the music helps her feel calm and less stressed.
I like the sing-along part a lot because I think people really like to sing, and you don't get a chance to very often. And they, the first song, This Land Is Your Land, This Land, I love that song. It makes you happy to be somebody who knows that this is our land.
Psychiatrist Dr. Mark Wright has been singing with the chorale for 30 years. He says when people sing, they tend to feel better.
It's shown that our body releases endorphins. It increases the level of serotonin in our system. And when you feel serotonin, it's like eating chocolate. You get the same experience of joy and love.
Conductor Dr. Gary Anderson says he's sure that being involved with music has been good for his health.
I am absolutely convinced that I am healthier in body and mind because I'm making music. I'm convinced of that.
Anderson says the next Lexington Chamber Chorale concert is scheduled for April 16th, and its theme is Music and Dance, a Healthy Pairing. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in Lexington.